craps out.
Yeah, until my audio craps out again.
Oh, well. Hello, welcome to the Big Show. Yes, it's the Big Show Christmas quiz. Huzzah. We've done the Max Show quiz. God, that was exciting. Half a point separated the victor. And the victor's here, James.
Thank you very much.
James lifted the Max Show prize with our champions audio.
It was the best chest of drawers I'm probably ever going to own for the rest of my life.
Oh, he's gone. Camps has gone.
Was it the chest of drawers that he didn't like the idea of winning?
I have to say, though, mate.
We mentioned
Matt
the word
Caster's
chest.
Near.
Who? He had a horror show the year before, so wasn't it? No. Joining me, I have for the Christmas quiz, Monsieur Campion. How the devil are you?
Yeah, I'm good at the minute until my sound keeps going off.
Yeah, we're going to
try and work out why in the background. But yeah, I'm doing good.
Restarts off camps. We've got Jeffrey Gamet, who's fresh from his talking gig.
And it's wonderful to be here because every one of you rocks.
How did the talking gig go, mate?
It went fine. There were technical issues at the beginning, trying to get the webinar started. But once we got all that sorted out, it was rock and roll.
Excellent, mate. Next to him, it's Carrie Holtzman. I've seen you in forever, man.
It's been a while. Thanks for having me back. It's been busy.
It's all right, mate. Always
pleased to join you for the end of the show.
Yeah, it's the last one before the new year.
Yes. Yeah. Thanks for having me back. I thought you were going to give up on me.
You've gone decidedly more yellow than you were at the start. You were very blue earlier on.
I decided I was going more for a Simpsons look than a
Dabba-dee. Dabba-doo. And then Atlee.
Hey.
The French-loving Canadian.
Oh, don't get me in trouble.
No. Nice Christmas jumper, dude. What's the motif? Is it?
Mine?
Yeah, have you got a motif, or is it a Christmas jumper, or is it just a standard jumper?
It's just actually a t-shirt.
Oh, okay. I thought it was going to be
It's not cold enough here for a jumper yet.
Really? Now, it's not snowing in Denver.
It's only like -2 here.
Yeah. Got more chance of snow in... we were talking to Chuck in Pennsylvania, and he was frozen in and snowing, and then we talked to Steve Sandy... who's in the Colorado Mountains, Soddle.
Yeah, there's nothing here. It's all green.
It's sunny
here.
And warm today.
Like I said, Jeff, you got no snow.
Yeah, it is right now 42 Fahrenheit.
Oh, wow. Sorry, it's +2 degrees here.
+2, tropical.
We're going to get rain and 12 degrees on Saturday.
Excellent. What's what?
That's 72 Fahrenheit. I have no idea that is.
72 Fahrenheit, that'd be about 20, it's half and 32, isn't it?
Something like that.
16, 18 degrees, something like that.
Okay.
If you could. And in the studio, a fantastic bunch, all wearing black. You look like you just robbed a bank. The Hatton Garden 3. Phil Birch, all right, mate?
Yep, all's good.
Was the Max Show a bit of a culture shock?
No, I did it in February as well.
Look at it. You didn't do the Max Show quiz in February.
Did I not? No, not the quiz.
Yeah, we did the Max Show, but not the Max Show quiz. No, sorry. Because you were vying for the wooden spoon, but narrowly avoided it.
The questions are harder when you're here in person.
Yeah, so are you screaming at them over the wheel when you...
Yes.
Yeah, there we go. Muller's here, who did rather well, but pipped at the post.
I know, it's terrible. I think he gave him points he didn't deserve.
2 points shy. Swamp Rat says it's 52 and raining in Louisiana.
It's always raining there, isn't it?
Mm.
Oh! Have you got dodgy plugs?
Dodgy earth connection of some description. US, but you've broken me mic. You've got... Ooh. Oh, he's gone. He's gone. It's all
he's
over.
His four gangers probably playing because I've got a dodgy one.
It's all
don't look back in anger.
Over. God. That six-way shot should be displaying Carrie, and it's not. I need to sort that. Sorry, guys. Sorry, Carrie. And then James.
Hello.
How the devil are you?
Well, this is my second time on the Big Show, so thank you.
Cool.
And, I'm just on the Max Show quiz, which is nobody's more surprised than I am.
that I managed to win that. I put it solely down to the fact that I got all the bonus ones nobody else got.
You had a couple of bonus questions that fell your way, didn't you?
I did. I managed to snap a few off other people who weren't so talented in the realms of Mac. But no, it's good to be here.
Mate, we went through two rounds with no one answering their own question.
Yes.
So let's not big it up too much, eh?
Okay.
First two rounds answered,
we did go through the first two rounds like a bunch of ignoramuses.
Yeah, hopefully to repeat.
In fact, actually, that may be just a touch overzealous in the description.
We shall find out.
We will. Here we go then. It's the Mac Show. It's the Big Show quiz even.
Oh, hello.
So no Mac in this. There are 42 questions, boys. There are 7 of you. Unless Julie goes in and throws out my 42 theory. James's wife's here, Julie. She's dressed as an elf.
He's not lying.
But unsurprisingly refuses to go on camera. Oh, no, here we go. There she is. Tinky Winky.
How's that for ears?
Oh.
Insane.
There's 42 questions. Please make a note of the numbers so that you don't get to the end and we spend half an hour going, nope, that's gone. Nope, that's gone. Nope, that's gone. if you wouldn't mind. Starting us off, Monsieur Campion, give us a number.
Please, the sound will hold. I'm going to go 29, please.
29. The UK government promised to bring what to every home by 2033 this year?
High-speed internet.
No, what? I'm not going to take that. I'm sorry, I'm going to be harsh.
5G?
No, I'm not going to take
fiber.
Fiber, well done, fiber broadband. Bonus point to Jeff.
My first guess was going to be water, but I went with fiber instead.
No, actually, most of us have got inside toilets as well now, Jeff.
Yeah. No way.
Yeah, no, we don't have to shit with the bears like you.
That's luxury.
Soon they'll have color TV.
No. We'll have 4 channels. Talking to Jeff. Your question, mate.
All right. Ewan, I want to let you know, I'm prepared. I actually wrote out a list.
Yeah. Oh, mate.
So I can check off numbers and not pick anything. So I went 29. No, wait.
Totally profesh.
Let's go with 14.
Right. Now, I should point out that there are, in the quiz, there are some Santa sacks. In which case, there's an awful lot of points available.
And Santa some what?
Santa's sacks.
Oh, as in sacks.
Santa's sacks, yes.
Okay.
Lots of sacks with lots of points. And also, there's some 50-50s, which means they're not going to get passed over to the opposition. So there's a bit of tactics in there, but you don't know which ones they are. 14 is neither of those, so I don't know why I said it. what was Microsoft rumored to have cancelled in July of this year, Jeffrey?
Oh.
What was Microsoft rumored to have cancelled in July of this year?
Oh. I'm going to feel stupid when you tell me the right answer.
Why do I have to give you the answer first?
Yeah, I know. So the way this works is I give you the wrong answer, and then someone else gets it, and then I feel stupid.
Can I steal it?
At least first.
God. Xbox Live.
Camps is going to be the out of time siren. So if you haven't answered it by the time that Camp's audio craps out,
it's an automatic forfeit.
It's a forfeit, yeah. Ali, you said you were going to steal it. What was it?
Andromeda?
No.
Really?
Oh, yeah, anyone else? Here.
Okay. Jesus.
What was Microsoft rumored to have cancelled in July of this year? Rumored to have cancelled. No.
Well, I can't remember the name of it.
No, it's not a chat app.
It's the phone.
It's Surface Phone. Have you Googled that?
No! Still a thing. Yeah.
How do you know that?
Of course it is. It's a phone.
How do you know that? That seemed a little bit weird that you came up with that out of nowhere. But I'll take your face value. Point
hold on.
The answers are reflected in your glasses, unfortunately.
You really?
No.
Well, yeah. Muller admitted on the way down here he was having trouble seeing the road at night now.
Oh, shit.
So reflection off my glasses, I don't believe. No. Trust me. Bad luck. Jeffrey, carry your question. Pick a number, dude.
I'll take number one.
Hey, top of the shop. What did Ross Cosmos say it would... That's not a person. What did Ross Cosmos... It does sound like someone out of a band, doesn't it? Yeah. What does... the transfer of anything from a low pressure to a high pressure. Ross Cosmos. What did Ross Cosmos say it would begin offering in 18 months' time this year?
Can I have that question in American, please?
What did Ross Cosmos say it would begin offering in 80 months' time?
I have no clue what you're talking about.
What did Ross Cosmos say it would be? Ross Cosmos, to infinity and beyond, say it would offer in 18 months' time?
Trips to space.
That's what I'll do.
You're going to have to be more specific.
Ooh. Orbit.
No. I'm going to take it off you now because you said orbit.
Trip to Mars.
Nick mine.
Someone else?
International Space Station.
One-way trip to Mars.
I need a bit more than International Space Station, although you have got yourself a half point with that.
Oh, they're going to the Russian module on the International Space Station?
What, nowhere else? You're just going to sit in the Russian module. Else.
They're just going to put you in this little can.
With a sturgeon.
With a sturgeon. And now you have to go chop down a shrubbery with a herring. No, sturgeon.
And there's a babushka there going, I made it, you eat it. No, it's commercial 3-hour flights to the ISS.
What, I'm staying there and going back?
Commercial 3-hour space flights to the ISS. I presume it's
one way.
You go there, yeah.
They're going to fix the toilet.
In the ISS? Yeah. Is it broken at the moment then?
You didn't watch Big Bang Theory then, did you?
No, because there's loads of stuff breaks. Isn't there? Didn't they do a pressure release in the Sputnik? Not Sputnik. Sputnik's a different thing. In the Soyuz. There was a pressure leak in the Soyuz. And it was venting out, and they detected where it was, and they went out and sealed it, and they said it was sabotage, but it wasn't sabotage. Oh, Camps' audio gone. Time's up.
Oh, bless
actually, when he comes time. Back, Camps is George Dawes.
No, the thing. Camps, do not fix it. And do not feel like you shouldn't take part tonight, because that is the best, that's the most comedic value we're going to have all evening.
3 minutes, 40 seconds, it's dropping every time.
Well, we haven't even finished round one yet, and it's been twice. Oh, it's like a bloke with a slack bladder.
Unbelievable.
Atlee, your turn, mate. Give us a number.
10.
10 is a normal question. Cambridge Analytica shut down in which month of this year?
August?
No.
September.
No.
Damn it! I was so close.
June?
Nope. Stop Googling, Jeff.
October.
I'm not Googling. I'm just July. Reading Twitter because I don't know.
July?
May.
Where did you get May from? That's so suspicious, Jeff.
I pulled it right out of my ass.
He just guessed like the rest of us.
And that's why it's a shit answer. Yes, May's the correct answer. Well done, mate.
That's really funny. I seriously just
pulled it out your ass.
Random
yes.
month.
Excellent. Thanks, boys. Right, for Mr. Birch.
Yep.
Pick a number, dude.
42.
42, top of the shop. The US Army announced that it would place an order with Microsoft next year for 100,000 what?
Surfaces.
Oh. Wrong answer. No, it's not surfaces. iPads. The US Navy placed an order for 100,000 iPads with Microsoft. Yeah. They're going to be waiting a while. Military intelligence placed 100,000 order with Microsoft for iPads.
Sorry, I think on Mac show still, sorry.
Yeah, you'd think it would have been the Note 7.
It's open to everyone. What did the US Army announce? No, not so. That was the answer that he gave that was wrong.
Oh shit! I didn't hear him. Sorry.
But I reckon it's privacy. We've got to go back to the Mac show for that one.
Windows NT machines.
Copies of DOS.
No, the answer is HoloLens 2.
No, oh, that's right. The HoloLens.
Oh. Yeah, the US Army has announced that it's going to order 100,000 US HoloLens 2.
They look cracking, mate.
Probably to pilot drones and things, surely.
Yeah. What number was that?
I assumed it was for VR.
That was number 42.
What
did you do? 42. Well done. Muller, your question?
Nine.
It's a Santa's sack.
Oh.
Well done.
So there are multiple points on offer up to the value of 5.
I get one.
Yeah. So you get 5 guesses. If after that, stop guessing because you won't get any points.
Okay.
Can you give me 5 of the top 10 worst passwords of 2018?
Password.
Password is one.
QWERTY.
QWERTY is another.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah. Number 4.
These were mine, had you know?
How you get these? It's like he's stolen the book from under my desk. It's got them all written in. It's got 3 out of 3, so there's only 2 more to get.
Yeah, I know. I'm just trying to think through my bad passwords I've
used. Oh, and Camps' audio's gone, you're out.
That's the best thing.
So is there 4 points up for grabs?
No, no, not yet. Hang on, he's got another 2 guesses.
Computer?
No. One more guess.
One more guess. I've already done that one. Yeah, but you're not gonna get extra points for that, so that's part of the same one. A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
No. Okay, so that's 3 points to Muller. Well done. 1, 2, 3. Anyone else for a bonus steal?
Exclamation point, at sign, number sign, dollar sign.
That's at least Tinder then.
I don't think Camps is that.
let's see if we can get Carrie's grinder password.
Trump? Or no, it's Donald, isn't it? It's Donald.
That would happen to me twice.
Good answer.
I got my password 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and no one's ever used that one.
No. Oh, that is number 1. Yes, that's number 1. Point, Carrie.
I thought I gave that one.
No, you didn't. You said 7, 8.
Oh, right.
So this is going to shock you.
Is it 1, 2, 3, 4?
No, this is really going to shock you.
0000000.
I don't want to take too long in case Camps' audio comes back. the top 10 are, duh, 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 duh. At number 10, I Love You.
Oh,
at number 9, QWERTY. At number 8, Sunshine. At number, this is where it gets bad, and that is, those were pretty good actually compared. At number 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. At 6, 111, which is 6 characters. That's spooky. At 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, which is 5 characters. That's even spookier. And then at 4, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, which Muller got. And then at 3, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And then at 2, it's password, and at 1, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, which Carrie got. Carrie, you picked the number 1, mate. Well done.
I know my passwords. Super. I know your passwords, too.
Apparently, you know everyone's passwords.
Allegedly.
5, 6.
He's in the mix.
James, pick a number.
Oh, 40.
40. In February, Elon Musk launched his Tesla into a constant loop between near Earth and near Mars. What song played as the spaceship cowled revealed his Tesla?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
We all
know that
one. Is it a Bowie song?
Is it or not?
It's a Bowie song, isn't it?
Yeah, go on.
Is it Starman?
Yes!
Someone! Sorry, Blue Angel. Oh, my God, thank
Excellent,
you.
Excellent, mate. At the end of that round...
You know it's a quiz. You're supposed to answer the questions. I ask them.
Well, open to interpretation sometimes.
Audio Camps, nil point.
Oh.
But that's not fair because he hasn't heard a single question yet.
Are we online? Are we live?
Jeffrey, question poacher, 2.5.
Oh.
Woohoo!
Carrie, number 1, 1.
Oh.
Atlee, nil point, because a French lover. Phil, nil point.
Oh.
Muller, 4 points.
I don't, what the?
Get in. And James, 2 points.
Thank you.
Well done. Superb. Round 2, start us off, Camps, before you lose your audio again.
Right, I'm going to go number 9, please.
Oh, you see, what's the problem with bad audio? It's already gone.
Right, I'll go 18.
18. Who this week announced a smartphone with a 48 megapixel camera on the back?
Huawei.
It's the Huawei Nova 4. Congratulations, mate. 2 points. Superb.
Huawei.
Very good. Don't know what we were doing there, but thank you. Jeffrey, pick a number.
Let's go with...
It no, that sorry, that one's already gone.
All right, well, then let's go with 23.
Michael Jordan, here we go. Which U.S. company offered free ad...
Time's up. You're up.
I've started, so I'll finish. Which U.S. company offered free rides to vote to those in underserviced areas this year?
That was Uber.
That's not the right answer. Uber would never do that. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I know who it is.
Well, he said he knew who it was before you said that, so I'm sorry. It's at least a chance to steal, and it seems like an easy one now.
Oh, yeah.
Say it again, Atlee.
Lyft.
It was Lyft, yeah.
Well, I had a 50-50 chance. Of course I guessed wrong.
Please indicate your intention to answer rather than just shouting the answer out, because you could come unstuck. Yeah. Am I being harsh, James?
No, I deserve
you deserve that. Yeah. It's not meant to be fair. Whose question is it? I've forgotten. Was that yours, Jeff?
That was mine.
Okay. So it's Carrie's question. Here we go. He's concentrating. Okay. Look at that. Oh. Did you see that when I said it? Yeah. It's like he hunkered down. It was like, I'm getting ready. Carrie, pick a number.
Let's go with number 2.
It's a 50-50.
Ooh.
So there's no steals.
I like my odds.
There's no steals here. 1 in 3. How many users does Google say have a Gmail account? How many users does Google say have a Gmail account?
Is that a 50-50?
Well, there's 7.
Oh, because is it? Hang on, is it 1.5 billion or 2.1 billion? Sorry.
Yeah.
So, how many do they say have a?
They were
have
my
a,
choices.
Is it 1.5 billion or 2.1 billion?
I'm going to go with a bigger number, 2.1 billion.
No, 1.5, tough shit.
Liars.
Suck at him. There we go. Atlee, your question.
7.
Who unveiled IGTV this year?
Oh.
And this is a kick yourself question, isn't it?
I'll jump in if not.
Oh, Camps has got it. If his audio holds out.
If my audio holds out. If not, I'm putting it in chat room.
Is the correct answer.
Yes, just because I have no clue, but let's say Sky.
Is the wrong answer.
Okay.
Camps, dive in.
Instagram,
correct. Is the correct. IGTV was a bit of a clue, but there we go. Who's next? It's
me.
There we go. Phil.
41.
Microsoft is rebuilding its Edge browser based on technology from what?
I know. Yeah, I got that one too.
Yeah, Muller's got first dibs.
It's forgot the name of it now, but it's the kit. It's the same as it's WebKit.
WebKit?
No. WebKit.
No. Oh
my God.
Atlee.
Oh, we talked about it last week and all.
Chromium.
Chrome, yes.
Well, that's right, because that's WebKit and all. Really?
No, shut up, Muller. No, it's not. It's not the right answer. It's not why I've written down. Judge's decision.
We talked about it in the bloody big show.
Final.
What number of question was that?
That was 41.
That was 41.
Muller, your question.
Number 16, sweet 16.
Which two US communications companies announced in April that they intended to merge?
Ooh. Oh, I know this one.
They're going to be cable. Oh,
Camps, are you using my mic or are you using your headset?
I'm using your mic for the audio, but I lose everything. You can't hear me and I lose audio at this end.
So use the headset.
The call doesn't drop.
Use the headset you've got there, mate.
I'll try it.
He hasn't got it, so Philbert says...
Horizon and Telewest?
Oh, I think I know it.
Anyway, Telewest? God, no, didn't they do broadband in the 80s?
And they were in the
90s. In the UK, yeah.
I've got to get off point for Verizon.
Right, okay, so it's not either of those. Who wants to say, who's to dib this?
I got a shot.
Go on then.
Is it Sprint and T-Mobile?
It was Sprint and T-Mobile, yes.
Excellent. Not bad for guys.
Bonus point.
I've swapped mics. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, that you're fine, good. Mate. At least you'll be here for the night now. James, dive in.
I'll have 25 still there. 25. Let's go 25.
Gmail Go was launched on which platform at the start of the year? Gmail Go was launched on which platform at the start of this year?
I've got to say Windows.
Wrong answer.
Android.
Android is the right answer.
That was my second choice. God damn it, Jeff. Now I know how you feel. God damn it.
Welcome to my world.
Well, it's a lovely place. The sky's pink. Interesting.
And you're not wearing any pants.
But my assumption coming into this every year is that I will be dead last. And so if I'm not dead last, then for me, that's a win.
I tell you
it's
what,
all it's, about setting the bar.
No, it is. It's that's good, cool, because every year Jeff has hit his goal.
Yes. That's why the sky is pink. It's those rose-colored glasses that he's wearing.
End of round two. Scores on the doors. No audio camps, 3. No pants, Jeff, 2.5. Carrie, 2. Atlee, 2. Phil, 0. That's gonna Muller 6.
Hey.
6. And James 2.
I nearly won the Mac show though. You just cheated and did the
Yeah,
end.
You're gonna be unbearable, man. Unbearable.
Defending champion.
It's time for round 3. Round 3, start us off. No audio camps.
I'll try. I'm gonna go 31, please.
Which old tech firm did Facebook decide to sue in September?
Sorry, say the first part again, Ewan.
Which old tech firm did Facebook decide to sue in September?
Old tech firm? I've no idea. No idea.
Okay, it's open.
Netscape.
Netscape, well done.
AOL. I know it isn't this, but MySpace.
MySpace.
AOL?
No, the answer's BlackBerry.
Wow.
Which, okay, the old tech bit might be a bit harsh on my part, but...
Yeah, why are they suing them, the BlackBerry? All their stuff was their
I
own.
I don't know.
That's weird. Nope, I need to look that
up. Maybe because BlackBerry's not letting them steal enough information.
I'm assuming it's just out of spite.
Well, they are Canadian.
Yeah, froggy lovers. Where the hell's Cam's gone? His audio's fine.
It's got one of them faulty MacBooks.
What? Did you buy that off Jones Rickards?
It's exactly 3 minutes, 40 seconds every single time.
Oh, wow, that's interesting.
Did Greeny buy a whole bunch of spooky cheap MacBooks online?
Yeah,
off Greeny.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly what it is.
They're all size 9.
Size 9 MacBooks.
Size 9.
Jeffrey, not. Is it Jeffrey? Yes, yeah, Jeffrey. Yeah, nice. Yeah. Picking them, dude.
Oh, it's my turn. Let's go with 21.
21. In November, the Twitter shut down a fake account of a world leader. Who was the leader?
Oh, a fake world leader account. Donald Trump.
Is the wrong answer, and I'm afraid I thought it was dead. I thought it was dead equal. So you two have got to do a rock paper scissors. Here we go.
Donald Trump.
No, go on.
You thought it was Trump.
Oh right, okay. You thought it was Trump too.
Yeah.
No, wrong answer then.
Boutros Ghali.
Who's the leader of the UN?
He was
20 years ago. Yeah. But okay.
He'd be worth doing.
Funny enough, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I try Putin?
It was Putin. Well done. What? Bonus points, Cam.
Really?
Oh, right.
Well, there was hardly anyone left, was there? World leader. I mean, it's not going to be May.
He gave him enough time to Google it.
No one believes for a second that May can use a computer. Right. Okay. Carrie, I keep losing where we are. So much fun, you see. What it is.
I will take number three.
Oh, I thought you were going to get for the question that was in your lap there, mate, as well, but you've not. In January, Glasgow announced plans for a subway train system, but what did they leave out of the plans?
Oh, my God.
Well, first of all, this is the first I'm hearing of this story.
Where's Glasgow?
That's...
600 miles away. It's near for him.
Glasgow, do you get fries with that?
Yeah, pint of heavy.
They left out. So the question is, they were planning a subway.
In January, Glasgow announced plans for a subway train system, but what did they leave out of the plans?
I think it's heating.
I would... the train itself?
Funny enough, no.
Stairways to get down to the train.
Are they going to dig the tunnels?
No, the answer is drivers.
The drivers.
They've got plenty of time to get them.
No, they're not making drivers, you muppet. They're an automated train system. Christ. How the hell did you get dressed this morning? It's an automated subway system. Okay?
Right.
I thought I'd done that quite well. Never mind.
So they didn't leave them out. They weren't needed.
Piss off.
That's a trick question. That's not right.
Typical for a frog lover.
Again, right.
talking of which, Atlee.
Yeah.
Well, it's your turn, mate.
Number 20. Hang on. 20.
20, blind 20. Netflix offered The Last Man on the Moon as a documentary this year. Who were they talking about?
Last Man on the Moon?
Yeah.
Last Man on the Moon.
Dude, the clue's in the title. Don't Google it. There's a good man.
Oh, I'm not Googling anything. Last Man.
Netflix offered Last Man on the Moon as a documentary. Who was it about? You got meet
him. I just forgot his name.
You got to meet the last man on the moon and you forgot his name.
Yeah. I want to say Gene Cernan.
It's correct. Thank you. Atlee was still dredging the memory banks, but he was only hitting rock. It was Gene Cernan. Yes. Interesting bloke. Dead now as well. Funny enough.
He was interesting. Really cool to meet.
It's kind of interesting as well that his marriage fell apart because he went to the moon. Because he had to do all these world tours and his wife just wasn't interested in that. None of the rest of his family were. And who's the guy that this week said it was the most boring thing he'd ever done? He'd been on the surface for like a minute and all he wanted to do was go home.
What a dick.
I want to say Roger Chaffee, but I don't know. I might have that wrong. It's the one. Who's the one that painted? And he was on Apollo 8. No, he was on Apollo 8 with... but he said that it was the most boring experience that he's ever had. And when he'd been on the surface for 2 minutes, he just wanted to go home. Yeah. That you ungrateful little shit.
Frank Borman?
It was Frank Borman. That was it. Thank you. Yes. Mr.
Hence his name.
Exactly. Absolutely. Yeah. Well done. Phil, pick a number.
22.
Stephen Hawking passed away this year. But what was the name of the film about his life with Reddy Redmayne? Eddie Redmayne.
No idea.
Beautiful Mind.
No, that's Russell Crowe.
Why not?
I do.
Julie, what was it?
Theory of Everything. Point to Julie.
Well, Julie off cam.
Julie, you might lose.
You might lose.
But then again, Phil's got zero, so you might not.
Yeah. Look at us. She could totally take this.
She could take it. She just haven't bothered.
Yeah. She can see the questions.
Why should I? Whose go was that?
Mine.
That was yours. Okay. Thanks for keeping track, boys. Muller, pick a question.
12.
The Google Play Store announced that it would sell what in January?
Crack.
Yes, Atlee, that came out loud.
Google Play Store selling what? Apple computers? I've got nothing to do. I want to make a stupid Service answer.
Actually, no.
iPads.
What did the Google Play Store announce that it would sell in January?
Phones.
No, the answer is audiobooks.
Audiobooks.
Bad luck.
They don't already?
No. Jamie Boy, your question.
Yes, number 13. Unlucky for some. 13.
13. In April, who gave testimony to the US Congress Committee?
That would be Mark Zuckerberg.
Yes, it would. Well done.
Thank you.
2 marks to James. He's still got the... He's still there.
Up for 6 minutes.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, bless his arse.
Don't tell him you're cutting him off.
Yeah. You and the joke's not funny anymore. Stop cutting him off. Watch this for like gremlins in the machine.
Amazon, right, have just delivered a parcel and they've stuffed it behind the illuminated reindeer at my house.
So nobody can see it.
Next to an illuminated reindeer. I mean, the illuminated, I wish that if someone came, they'd look at the parcel and go, yeah, I'm not having the illuminated reindeer because it looks tacky as hell. Yeah. I hate the sunny thing.
There you go.
That's okay. At least they left it somewhere where which exists. Apparently last week they left two parcels for me at my mail room. Like I have a mail room at my house.
Nice. I had mine left in my receptionist.
I just put a link in the chat about parcel bomb that someone
Not the glitter thing. I'm not doing that. Stop doing the glitter thing.
It's great.
I'm sick and tired of that bloody thing.
It's great.
Wish that guy had died at birth.
Oh, Mars Rover.
No, it was fine the first time I watched it, but now everybody on Twitter's going, have you seen this? No, because it's that was 2 days ago.
Give him a chance.
Grow up. Move on. whose question is it?
It's back to the main man.
It's the end of the round.
It is.
End of the round. I better hurry up before Camps disappears again. At the end of that round, No Audio Camps has 4. Jeffrey has 2.5. He's gone a bit stagnant, really.
Yeah.
He did well for a long time.
I got Gene Cernan. Oh, that makes it 3.5.
That's 3.5, yeah. Sorry, apologies.
Being picky now.
No, he's right. No, being accurate is not being picky. Carrie, 2.
Love you, Jeff.
Who loves Jeff? Oh, okay. Atlee, 2. Nil, Phil, nil. Muller, 6. Gone stagnant again. And James, 4.
Oh, trying.
Everyone's catching up on Muller. Camp's question.
Number 24, please.
24. Which captain announced his return this year?
Which captain
announced
his return?
Tech one, isn't it?
Oh, sorry.
Captain.
Pugwash, yes.
Kirk.
Captain Kirk, no anyone?
Is it Patrick Stewart?
Picard.
It's Picard I'll go for because that's the correct answer.
Yes.
Which captain was Captain Picard that he was coming back? And the actor Picard. Is, of course.
Patrick Stewart.
Jean-Luc.
Well, he asked for which captain. He didn't ask for the actor.
Yeah, sorry. I feel bad now.
Half point.
It's Jeffrey. Jeffrey, pick another one.
34.
Which sports clothing firm announced a large data breach this year?
Oh.
Muller's going to steal if you didn't.
Under Armour.
Wrong answer.
Oh.
Burberry?
Wrong answer. Sports. Burberry's not sports.
They sell leather Nike. Jackets and...
Not Nike.
No, really.
Adidas is correct, Phil Burke. Phil Nilly's off the mark. Well done, mate. Well,
there's so many data breaches. Gone.
Hey!
It could have been anyone.
Come on, you, and it's going not
Camps,
funny
I'd now. I'd get some pointers off James about how to get a new MacBook out of Apple.
Honestly, I've changed different settings and nothing's working.
Yeah. Try updating, just update Skype and be done.
It is the latest version, I've just checked that.
Oh, well, there's your problem right there.
Yeah.
There it is. You've updated your software.
You've gone to the best version, which was the last one. Carrie, pick a number.
I'll take number 4.
Number 4, it's a Santa's sack.
Ooh.
Right, okay. There are 5 points on offer here. Can you name the top 5 Google searches of 2018?
Motion.
James Rickard's Motion 5 course. No. Yeah, the dog's got one.
I've got one.
I've got one.
I don't even think I have one.
Well, you got 5 guesses.
What is the value of Bitcoin?
No.
Google searches.
Top Google searches of 2018. Oh.
Got to be something to do with porn. Come on.
I was thinking the president.
Oh, Stormy Daniels.
A good guess, but no.
President?
No.
He's got his voice.
It's not your go either. That'll stop helping.
Okay.
I don't know. This could go all different ways of sideways. So
okay.
I will fork out my other 3 answers before I get myself in trouble.
Go on then.
Brexit?
No.
Idiot.
Wow.
No.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump?
No, because someone said president.
Yeah, though. That's what you said, and he already told us to stop helping.
I still think. It's one of the hurricanes.
Which band was he in?
Big windy thing.
Michael.
No. You got to look way more popular culture than that. World Cup, Avicii. Yeah,
who's Avicii?
Avicii was a DJ, isn't he? Mac Miller.
Who's Matt Miller?
He's the same again. Stan Lee.
Oh, of course.
Stan
Lee. Of course, Stan Lee.
And Black Panther.
Stan Lee.
Oh.
That's the highest shit film ever to be Googled. It's not a shit film, that's not fair. But it's not the best. Okay. Whose question was that? I've lost.
Carrie's.
That was Carrie's. So it's Mr. Attlee.
Let's go for 33.
Which 33. Classic arcade game was announced for the Nintendo Switch in June?
Which
classic arcade game was announced for the Nintendo Switch in June?
Mortal Kombat?
Wrong answer. Go on, Phil.
It's just a guess. Pac-Man?
No.
Legend of Zelda? Who is it?
Super Mario.
Donkey Kong.
Wow.
Oh.
Bad luck. Yeah. Phil?
Phil. Yeah,
15.
Ooh. Who was the top Googled... Who was the top Googled person? Outside of the top 5 in 2018. Who was the top Googled person? Well, it was who was the top Googled living person, actually, in 2018. It's an obvious answer, actually.
Is it?
Yeah. Hugely obvious.
I'll have a go.
Don't know. I'll say Lewis Hamilton seems only one.
Good guess, but no. Go on then, Camps.
So the question was top living person.
Who was the top
in the Google search?
Living person in Google.
Trump?
No.
Stormy Daniels.
Stormy Daniels, still no. Which is you'd like it to be right.
Celine Dion.
You're going to kick yourselves, boys.
It's one of them country and western singers, isn't it? One of those.
Funny, well, it's maybe.
One of the more popular ones.
What she and Harry do in private is up to her. It's Meghan Markle.
Meghan Markle.
It was on the Blummy News.
The Princess Diana of Kentucky. Y'all. bad luck. Muller.
Five.
What number was that last one?
15. Okay. Number five. Who launched the Fire Phone with folding screen this year?
Motorola.
Wrong answer.
Oh, no.
Oh, is it... can I go?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Is it Amazon?
No.
Samsung.
Samsung, James. Well done. Point to James. Well done. And James, it's your question.
Thank you very much. Let's go for number 11.
In August of this year, West Mercia Police Chief Constable Anthony Bagham suggested what punishment?
What punishment for what?
For motorists. In August of this year, West Mercia Police Chief Anthony Bagham suggested what punishment for motorists?
It's a little local.
I know, it is. What punishment?
Oh, no, this was a massive storm. I can't believe this wouldn't have got international coverage.
Jail?
No.
Shooting?
No.
Close. Flogging?
Close.
Flogging?
No. £100 fine for 1 mile over the speed limit. He got absolutely pilloried for it.
No.
Never heard of that.
North Wales, was it some of that bloke from, it gave me B, didn't it? He was quite bad on the speeding from North Wales.
Yeah.
Can't remember his name.
He's got nothing else to do, has he?
Bullstrom or something.
All the sheep are taken.
Wow.
That's the end of that round.
At the end of that round.
What number was that one?
West Mercy Police are at the door.
Number 11, I think.
That was number 11. Jesus Christ, keep.
Well, no, I'm not hearing the numbers.
So what, you're hearing everything else but not the numbers. You got number deafness. I'm number deaf. Like colour blindness for numbers. At the end of that round, he's not even paying attention anymore because he's got no audio. Camps has four. Jeff has 3.5. Carrie has 2. Atley has 3. Neil Phil is not on nil. He's on 1. Muller Biker still has 6. You've gone really stale, mate. Ball's gone to sleep. And James has 5. So Muller's clinging on to a narrow lead.
Gonna
go for a
lace. Come on. Come on.
Was the curry that good? And Camps is gone.
That's these two, they're getting to spend it.
Yeah, you know, I said I thought this would be good entertainment all night, Camps.
I'm just trying to remember my Skype password, so I can log in on my phone instead, but I can't remember my bloody password.
It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Talking of which, Camps, it's your go.
Quick, so we've only got 3 minutes left before I cut off.
Number 6. What did London street performers start accepting this year?
Oh, no, I know this one.
I really want it to be Apple Pay. Contactless.
Yes, well done. Contactless payments. What have you dropped?
My guess is going to be compliments.
Oh, it's a battery.
Jesus, calm down. Calm. Big breaths. I'm talking to myself there. Jeffrey, pick a number.
27.
27. What was the unwanted side effect of buying Apple's HomePod this year?
They were shit.
Apart from that,
the unwanted side effect
of buying.
I think that's the point right there.
I know, I've got this.
What was the unwanted side effect of buying Apple's HomePod this year?
I've got this.
That you had to buy Apple Music to use it?
No, I'll give it to James.
It left rings on your furniture.
It left rings on your furniture.
Oh, I'm coming for everything you, does that, but okay.
He leaves rings in his underpants.
Well, that was the one that was reported, Jeff. Calm down. Don't get all defensive.
Oh, no, I'm not all defensive. It's just, I still think it's Apple Music.
I still think it's the answer that's not on Ewan's card. Think again. Carrie, pick a number.
I will pick number 32.
I'm hoping you get a good one, Carrie.
It's a 50-50, so it can't go to anyone else, and I'm going to remember to read out both parts of the answer.
Very good.
Honest. How many users were affected by the TimeHop data breach this year? 21 million users or 51 million users?
How is TimeHop?
Exactly.
I think it was a video service when it...
The first one.
21 million, that's right, correct. Yeah. Well done.
Good on you, mate.
I went with the high number before. This time I went with the low number. See, that's I got a system.
And they were both... No, but your whole point earlier on, what the hell's time-lapse, is the answer. No one's heard of it. So it's not going to be 51 million, is it?
Yeah, I mean, how could it be?
No, how could it be?
Popular service in North Korea, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. Atlee.
Give me number 17.
Amazon's secret 1492 division is focused on what? I don't know, it's secret. Yes,
know. Privacy.
Amazon's secret 1492 division is focused on what?
I think I've got... They're going to discover America 1492. That's
right. Oh, there we go. It's a shot up. Go portrait, mate. Go landscape, rather. Landscape.
Right, I'm on the phone now. Let's see what happens.
Can you get some scissors for your
nose?
Yeah,
if it goes now, you know it's your account. They're at an account level. They've got your password, dude.
Yeah.
Atlee, stop stalling.
So I think wasn't it the anticipation of what you're going to want to buy next or something?
The anticipation of what you're going to buy next department.
Well, no. Like
that's snappy, man. That rolls off. You can see why they put 1492 is the room they're in, isn't it?
Yes.
At the headquarters. No, it's the wrong answer. Sorry.
I might know it.
Oh, go on then.
Is it ebooks?
No, it's not a good guess.
Go on then. Go on, I'll let you have it.
Go on, Jeff. Go on.
AI.
No.
Is it automated picking?
No, it's health division.
Oh.
They obviously don't do a lot.
Ah.
Because we've not heard anything about health from Amazon.
The other joke one was they
found... Well, it is a secret after all.
It is a secret, that's true. I misspoke, perhaps.
And that does sound a lot better than aggressive colonization.
Yes, true. 1492. No, 1492 Discovery, isn't it? Not.
Yeah, but it's not promptly started
A trend,
the locals.
Yeah,
yeah, so, okay.
Phil.
Number eight.
My glasses are made by Hoya, and they're a brand called Uniku. Can you spell Uniku?
Can I go next, if not?
UNEKU?
UNEKU. KU, no. Camp's gone.
YUNIKU.
He's looking at the box. He's looking at the damn box on his head.
Why?
Yeah, he can see the reflection in his glasses. Yes.
Yeah, just looking at
it. Point to Camp.
YUNIKU.
Yeah.
He basically got a point because he bought a pair of glasses.
I thought that was a gimme question. Sorry, Phil. Muller, pick a number.
I'll have the average age of a soldier in the Vietnam War.
No. Who bought doorbell making company Ring this year?
Amazon.
Yeah.
That might have secured it.
Yeah. Well done, mate.
That could have secured the win, yeah. Go on.
I was jumping on that. I'll take 39, please.
Which US city announced it had 14 drones at its disposal this year for law enforcement?
Washington.
Which US city announced it had 14 drones at its disposal for this year?
Washington.
Nope.
Can I have a go?
Go on then, Caps.
Chicago.
They're all at Gatwick for training, yeah.
You're in trouble.
Chicago.
No, wrong answer.
Philadelphia.
No, New York.
Oh, you could have let us have a guess.
Yeah, no, you weren't going
to. Yeah.
NYPD have 14 drones at their disposal.
To to be honest with you, all of those tall buildings, are they going to use them?
The flying in between them.
Like Spider-Man.
Oh, that's clever.
Just thinking.
But surely that's... They can't, because if they make one mistake, they go flying through a window. Or bounce off and crash.
Have you ever used a drone? They don't do that anymore. They know what's...
They know what's in front of them and they miss, yes. Anyway.
Cameras in front, cameras in behind.
This is not me. At the end of that round, there's one round left, so it's all to play for. Camps has 7.
Oh, well done.
Up on the rails. Up on the rails, mate. Shergar. Jeff has 3.5. He's screwed. Carrie has 4.
We already knew that.
He's screwed. Atlee's got 3. Yeah. Nilfil has 1. You could play a deciding role in who wins, but you're not, it's not going to be you. Muller has 8, and James has 5. So it's a 3-horse race, I'd suggest. There's no more massive questions left as well, so there's need to be a few steals here going on, so sharpen up and get ready. The last round, here we go, Monsieur Campion.
I'm not out after numbers, so 2.
Gone.
Gone.
4.
Gone.
They're all gone up to 26.
30 onwards.
All right, okay. 27.
Well, wait, 6 is still available, isn't it?
Oh, 26. No, I had 6.
No, 6 is gone.
26, 28,
22's not available. That was Stephen Hawking.
26, 30. 35.
26, 28, 30, 35, 36, 37, 38.
38.
What is currently used to control the photonics masts on the US Colorado submarine? What is currently used to control the photonics masts on the US Colorado submarine? USS Colorado submarine.
No idea.
I'm going to have a guess.
Anyone?
Windows 95. Huh?
No.
I'm going to take a shot in the dark and say a hand crank.
No.
Duct tape, that's what holds all the militaries together.
Yeah, they've ordered them for Microsoft.
The answer is Xbox 360 controllers.
No.
Seriously.
Oh, jeez. That's a lot better than a hand crank.
A lot better than Windows 95.
Yeah, no, they use the masts using Xbox 360 controllers. Jeffrey.
Let's go with 35.
Because you have a proper list that you're maintaining. Well done, mate.
I do. Check this out.
And he's got even got where he's made points. Look at that.
Yeah.
A lot of red ink though he's got, mate. We've got wrong markings.
Boy howdy.
Yeah, I'm into trouble later. This year Amazon inked a deal with which provider to show you pictures of results for Alexa inquiries? This year, Amazon inked a deal with which provider to show you pictures of results for Alexa inquiries?
Oh, Getty.
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
Oh,
thank God he got that. Yeah.
The tail enders are deciding the winners here, I think, because they're taking the questions up. Well done.
Muller stinks like a plant.
Carrie, your question, mate.
26.
26. Which two virtual assistants faced off in August?
I'm going to have a play.
Which two virtual assistants?
I'll jump in.
I've already said so.
Siri and Cortana?
Oh. No, go on.
Oh. Alexa and Cortana.
It was Alexa and Cortana. That's the end of it, I think.
Yeah.
That could be. Oh, damn, Muller's won.
It's a good job my computer's not open because that would answer as well.
Alexa, shut up. It's Atlee.
Yep.
Go for it, mate.
38.
It's a dead rubber, I'm afraid. Gone.
Oh, sorry. 37.
Who took full control of the Streams medical app at the end of this year?
Microsoft.
Wrong answer.
Streams.
Yeah. Who took full control of the Streams medical app at the end of this year?
Google.
Google's correct.
Oh,
my life. What a finish. What a finish. You all thought you had a chance, but no. Neil Phil, your go.
36.
36. European Space Agency published its Milky Way map this year. How many stars did it say were in it? I'll give it you to within a few. Feel free to round up.
50 billion.
No.
That should have been a 50-50, for God's sake.
No, I was going to give it to...
1 million!
1 million in the Milky Way, no.
I'm just guessing.
It's the entire Milky Way as we can see it.
A billion.
1.7 billion.
1 billion?
There's 1.7 billion stars.
That's a lot of stars.
That should have been a multi.
In our Milky Way. Let alone all the others, Andromeda and all that crap. Oh. Unbelievable, isn't it? Mind-blowing. Muller picker number
30.
In February, the major banks banned credit card purchases of what? In February, the major banks banned credit card purchases of what?
I don't think they do that. I'm going to guess iPads.
Bitcoin,
cryptocurrencies.
Yeah.
I should have
got Phil, 20. Neil Phil gets a bonus. And last but by no means least, James, 28.
I'll take 28, please.
Good lad, good choice.
Thank you.
In November, which debated franchise film celebrated 20 years since its release?
Oh.
This was quite shocking to me, I have to say.
Repeat the question again, sorry.
In November, which debated franchise film celebrated 20 years since its release?
Was it Toy Story?
No, debated is the clue.
I'm going to go Jurassic Park, but it's going to be wrong.
No, I was going to say Back to the Future.
No. That's over 30.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Debated, as in whether it's a good film or not.
Not Bruce Willis one, the Christmas film.
No. Star Wars The Phantom Menace is 20 years old in November.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, now you feel old.
Jesus God.
20 years. I'd only been married a year.
Anyway.
Yeah, right, well then.
At the end of that, I'll read them out at the end. Okay. It's been a fantastic year here at BTN. Thanks to everyone who's listened. Thanks to everyone who's bothered to come on the shows. Everyone that turns up and does the panel is an utter volunteer, and we wouldn't do the show. We wouldn't have as much fun without them being here. So thanks ever so much to everyone. You guys, cheers. Thanks ever so much for coming along. We're going to carry on doing the shows. They're going to be on Friday in the new year. Both shows will happen back to back. So Max show at 4 o'clock and then Big Show at 8 o'clock, like we used to do, and they will stay that way. If they're not going to be on a Friday, they're not going to happen at all. That's the end of it. So just stick around on Fridays and we'll be here. Where can we get a hold of everyone? Camps.
You can get me every 3 minutes 40 seconds on this podcast. You can get me Campion UK on Twitter, get me in the Slack room, and my running stuff is what I keep for Instagram, and I'm just Run Chris on Instagram.
Excellent, mate. Thank you very much. Jeffrey, where can everyone get you?
You can find me over at textexpander.com and smilesoftware.com, and on Twitter and Instagram, I'm Jay Gamut, and I'm glad that we've had this whole year. You and you rock.
Thanks, man. I've enjoyed having you around. Been good. Don't forget to support TSO Host as well, because this is a seminal year for us with them, because without them, we'd have gone under. We had no support. We had no one looking after us. And TSO just walked straight in and went, yeah, no problem. Come here. And they put us under a blanket and they've looked after us. So please, all they need from you, if you want to buy stuff from them, then great. There's an offer code BTN20. You get 20% off your basket for hosting services. But all you've got to do is go on Twitter and just say, thanks at TSO Host for supporting at British Tech. A few people have done it this week. Thanks to those people who have. And really seriously, if you like listening to our show, then you must do that. Otherwise, we'll lose the sponsors. And if we lose the sponsors, we lose all of the space that we've got and we lose the possibility of doing this podcast full stop. It's important to us. Thank you very much. And also thanks to Wirecast as well, who give us the software to run all this. And Hoya, who give me my glasses. We've got some really kind friends around BTN, so make sure you support them because they do matter. Carrie, where would you be, mate?
You can catch me do live feeds almost every day now from 2 to 5 hours on YouTube showing computer builds, repairs, and yeah, just go to kerryholzman.com. It'll take you right there.
Excellent, mate.
Doing live feed crazy.
Good lad. What you should be doing. Get yourself a copy of Wirecast. You'll love it. Runs on Windows, everything. And our new resolution is to, New Year's resolution is to get you on more next year. We will be back. I do apologize for
the
tardiness. No. I think you missed one, and then that was it. We just forgot to invite you again.
No, he was busy.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
No, I think there were probably 4 invitations I had to decline since the last time I was on.
Yeah, great. Well, glad you're here now.
I apologize for that, going. But thank you for being patient.
We'll keep going. Atlee, our new friend in Canada, even though he loves the French, we're still going to love him back. Where does everyone get you, dude?
Well, you linguist, whatever. Oh! Anyways, no, it's been my pleasure. I've had a good time with you guys. I'm hoping to continue it on next year. We're also going to be opening up a couple of other shows. If you want to reach out to me, if you want to be on the upcoming Pocket Show or on the upcoming Microsoft Show, you can reach me at Twitter at @AtleeHunter, or you can reach me at my blog at AtleeHunter.com. You can also see me on Instagram at @AtleeHunter as well.
Brilliant, mate. Thank you very much. And looking forward to those shows kicking off. I'll make myself available if there's an opportunity. Awesome. Phil. It didn't go well for you, mate.
It didn't, no.
Not at the end. You did all right in the Mac show, though. You did much better in the Mac quiz, didn't you? I'm lying.
Thank you very much.
Where does everyone get you, Phil?
Philip John Birch on Twitter and the same in the Slack room.
Excellent, mate. Muller, thanks for everything, mate. Thanks for doing the bookings this year and taking that on, because it's been brilliant. We've had people on the show which we wouldn't have had if I'd have been doing them.
Yeah, I'm going to try and find a few new people, but now if certain people are coming back as well, it should make it a bit easier.
Apparently it's all your fault, Kerry, by that statement.
No. Actually, these two at the bottom need to sort something out, because they're made in heaven, aren't they?
Perfect, yeah, Windows lovers.
Yeah.
Users.
So we'll have to put them in touch.
Excellent. Cheers, mate. Thank you very much. And James.
Yeah, well, first of all, thank you for having me on. It's been a
pleasure. Oh, mate, it's great to know you're back in the UK. I miss you being in France, because that was kind of cool talking to someone on the other side of the world. Well, okay, France.
In France.
But
it is nice being back
in the UK. But it's good being back here as well, so you can come to the studio more often. Can he come every month, Julie? Just once a month.
She's shaking her head.
Just once a month, please. You can come too. It's fun. Yeah. The wife. We should just go and stay at the house. The pair of you can get slozzed. Okay. Yeah.
But I'm sure I sort of speak for all of us when I say that thank you, Ewan, for making this year possible. Because without Ewan, guys, none of us would be here. So he says we wouldn't be here, but we wouldn't be here without you. So thank you, mate.
The thing is, I have really tough days some weeks.
That's okay.
And I get absolutely knackered. And I come, I've got to do the shows. And I sit down, and the minute the first person dials in, it's like, I'm so glad I did this.
Oh, bless you.
Because it's my mates down the pub. It is my night down the pub with me guys. So
it is. Well, thank you. Thank you for letting me be one of those. Do it. And Merry Christmas to our guys across the pond.
And if you want to be a mate down the pub, A, you've got to be my mate. and B, you've got to come to the BTN pub. So send us a link and we'll get you involved. It's no good at all. No problem at all. My name's Ewan Rankin. Get me at Ewan Rankin on Twitter. We're going to be back next year, starting, I think, 4th?
4th, Friday.
4th, Friday the 4th, providing work goes well and it doesn't overrun. I should be finished on the 3rd at the latest. So Friday the 4th, and then we'll be every Friday for thereafter, both shows. Have a great Christmas. Spend all the time you can with your loved ones. Have a fantastic new year, and we'll see you in the new year.
You've got to read the results, though.
Oh, I did it again.
Oh. We don't care who won, do we? Let's move on.
Covered.
Anyway, good night, everybody. It's been a pleasure.
Well, you've been fantastic. I didn't come in last, so I hit my bar.
Wooden Spoon goes, because it was a reverse quiz. You didn't realise that, did you? No.
The more points.
The biggest loser is Muller on 10. Then it's Camps on 7, despite the shonky audio. Well done, mate.
I'll take that.
Yeah. Good work. You didn't hear half of the podcast, mate. That's pretty impressive. Jeff on 4, 5.5. I've got to get that right, otherwise he's going to bloody correct me.
Yeah.
Carry on 4, Atlee on 3, Neil Phil on 2, and James on 6. So, Muller, you are the winner. And Julie got one.
Julie got one. Perfect. Well done, Muller.
Old days.
Do you get a chest of drawers as well for free?
Well, I'll get it out of your car on the way
out. We'll sort it in half.
Can I have the top three?
Yes. Yeah, you have the top three as the bottom three. I told you guys about my boss, right? My old bosses.
No.
I used to work for a firm that was a partnership with two guys.
Okay.
And 1 year, Chris left everything for John. And when he came back, John had bought a new photocopier.
Okay.
And he was furious. So the next year he went away, he gave John one check that he'd pre-signed and he put £500 on it. That was it.
Okay.
And he just left it blank as to who it was paying to. And John said, I'm an equal partner in this business. I own half of everything. You can't do this to me. So Chris said, fine. And he gave him a piece of paper with three numbers on it. And John said, what's that? He said, it's half the combination to the safe.
Oh.
Yeah. And went on holiday. I've told that story before, so. Right. Are we finished, haven't we?
We have. Thank you very much.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Bye then.
That was loads of fun.
Thank you, guys.
Are we just going to do the quiz every week from now on?
Yay, Quizmaster.
Yeah.
There's a podcast in there somewhere.
Just do a monthly quiz this month.
God, no, because then I wouldn't have any questions at the end of the year. Christ. We should do one in July. Do the Christmas quiz in July. Bye.
That's it.